Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. We're live at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. A lot of people here hanging out with us today. Hope you're having a nice lunch and enjoying our banter up here. But I'm excited about our next guest. And, Joe, I'll let you do the introductions here in just a second. But I have watched this guy on television my entire life. And he might even be a Bellevue guy, too, if I'm not mistaken. We bring in Davis Nolan, the retiring meteorologist at Channel 2. Davis, how you doing?
Hey, Chase. Well, I'm doing great. I was a Bellevue guy when I moved here in 1981, and I stayed out in Bellevue for probably about four years before I moved into Davidson County. And now I'm on my way to Wilson County right near to Lakeview Elementary, where Joe and his daughter went to Lakeview about the same time my daughter was going there. We used to see each other all the time at the pickup line. You know, like that movie, you know, what was it? That you pick up the guy, the kid at the school, and you're going the wrong way in the line, you know.
Yeah, right?
We might have done that.
Those were the days. What takes you to Lakeview today?
Well, Bart Barker, who, you know, is the public information officer for Wilson County Schools, asked me if I'd come speak, you know, since I was retiring. He wanted me to come speak there. And he knew my daughter had gone there. Maybe he knew your daughter had gone there. And he wanted me to come speak to the whole school. So I got the kindergarten all the way on up, you know, the little ones and the older ones today. Talk about the weather.
Davis, you're going off. I know you're retiring, but you're still going to be around. When you first made that announcement on, and I saw it on Facebook, I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people that weighed in. I know you got into this business not for that, to do weather and to inform people. But, Davis, when you look back at that, I mean, it was so rewarding reading all those comments about you. How did you feel about that?
Well, it really was rewarding. And, you know, I felt bad. I was trying to, like, you know, at least hit the like button, you know. And I'm pretty good with Facebook. But Instagram I'm not as good with, even though I post on Instagram, you know. And I was trying to say, give a reply or at least a like back to each person. And I was very flattered and just overwhelmed that, you know, that how many people were so nice. But I just wanted to make sure that they all knew that I appreciated their comments.
So you said you moved to Nashville. Davis Nolan is with us. You moved to Nashville in 1981. Is that right?
Yeah, I moved to Nashville in 1981, November of 81. So I'm just shy of 44 years. We're rounding it up to 44.
So what brought you here originally? Is that when you started at News 2?
Yes, it is. And, boy, is this going to be a familiar story. Guess what? I played music. Boy, I mean, I don't think anybody's moved here because of that. But, no, I didn't come here hitchhiking with a guitar over my back as the song said. I had the job at News 2, and I did have a degree in meteorology. And, you know, so I was very passionate about both. And I always tell people that, you know, the two things that I really loved was music and meteorology. And that's what I wanted to do for a living, one or the other or both. And, you know, God let me do one for a living and have a pretty good amount of fun doing the other one.
Did you, being a former Bellevue guy, did you ever go to a place called the Natchez Trace?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking about the Natchez Trace itself, right?
There was a bar. There was a bar in Bellevue on Old Hickory Boulevard. It was my dad's. That's why I bring this up.
Oh, really? Okay.
I could be wrong, but because he knew you were a musician or something, and I didn't know if you had played there or what. But back in the day,
I did.
So I was just curious.
I don't think I did, but you know, I might have been in there. It's hard to say. I know back in those old days, what was the place on White Bridge Road? Jeez, there was a place he used to play there, and I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
But it had music.
No. Tall Paul played there all the time. And
yeah.
Dadgummit, Davis.
Calhoun's?
No. Gosh.
Yeah. It was White Bridge Road right there in the little shopping center.
Yep.
But, boy. And then do you remember the Brass Hay? Now, that was my most fun, well, some of the most fun I had. They used to let me come play before the bands on Friday night. And, you know, I played acoustic guitar, but I played the acoustic songs of all the rock bands. Like, you know, I played like Jethro Tull, you know, a lot of the acoustic songs that Jethro Tull did, like Led Zeppelin. I mean, people remember Stairway to Heaven, but there's all kinds of other acoustic songs that Led Zeppelin had. Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You on the first album, you name it. So anyway, so I did a lot of the songs that were on rock albums, but they were the acoustic side. So So they let me play at the Brass Day every Friday night. That was back in the early 80s, you know. And then later on, I did have a band when I was writing my own original rock stuff and playing around. We played all around town with my band. We called it Seven. But, you know, I never, you know, I made my living at Channel 2 the whole time. So, you know, but like I said, God let me do one for a living and have fun doing the other.
That's a good way to do it. We're talking to Davis Snowland here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Davis is retiring tomorrow after 40-plus years here in the Nashville market. Davis, I'll never forget working with you when Katrina hit your hometown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 20 years ago and seeing – I know your parents were still there – seeing your passion, your dedication, your commitment, not only to keep people safe here but to inform those who had family members down there in New Orleans during that. You were remarkable. You were simply remarkable in the way you cared about people doing all that. And you care about people anyway. But I saw that in another level because it was personal to you. So I'll never forget that. That was 20 years ago.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was quite a big deal, you know, because a lot of people don't, you know, I could go on about Katrina forever. But, you know, the storm had pretty much passed. And most, you know, the water didn't come. If you watch any of these documentaries and stuff, a lot of people didn't see water, you know, for another day or so. Where my parents were closer to the lakefront. So it was probably like maybe 2 or 3 hours after the storm had passed. And then all, you know, and everybody's like, okay, well, it's over. We made it. And then suddenly here comes the water down the street, you know. And next thing you know, it's 6 feet deep. And my parents luckily were able to get out. But, you know, but they had 6 feet of water in the house where they did. Luckily, they went to a neighbor's house that had a second floor and stayed there to like get rescued by boat.
Yeah, that was a special talk. By the way, Sean texted in. It's Rainbow Key, Davis. Rainbow Key.
Oh, wow. That was a restaurant that had a lot of Polynesian stuff, and I used to go in there all the time. But I'm not sure. That was a really good restaurant. I'm trying to remember if they had music or not, but I do remember Rainbow Key.
Yeah, it did. Before that, it was that music, then it evolved into Rainbow Key. So
right.
We got old, Davis.
Yeah, we did. I'm 71 now, so. You know, I guess it was time to retire.
Davis Nolan is with us. So which newscast will be your last tomorrow?
Okay, well, what we've done is we're going to have it'll be 6 p.m. tomorrow. Basically, we're having this special at 6:30, between 6:30 and 7. And I apologize to all the Wheel of Fortune watchers because I know how passionate they are because my daughter loves Wheel of Fortune. And when we show the coaches show and cover from 6:30 to 7, she's upset, okay? And she watches Wheel of Fortune all the time, and we answer the phones all the time when we cover a Wheel of Fortune, but that's when they're going to do my little show between 6:30 and 7. It's going to be a Thank You, Davis show. So they asked me to do the 6 o'clock show that leads into that and actually do weather on the 6 o'clock show and make that my last one. So tomorrow at 6 o'clock, then we have a special from 6:30 to 7.
That is so cool. We will definitely be watching. What was it like working with Bob and Ann and so many others for so many years at News 2?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned, you know, Ann, because Ann Holt is just one of the most classy people I've ever known. And she called me the other day, and she was really sweet and, you know, congratulated me on the retirement and everything. We talked for like 45 minutes or so. And but it was sort of like Bob, Ann, and Lisa and me were sort of that classic News 2 for through the 80s and 90s, you know, and maybe into a little bit into the 2000s, really, I guess. You know, and everybody's, you know, we got some great people there now. I really admire everybody we have now. But we had sort of this, you know, that was how a lot of people remember News 2 was Bob, Ann, Lisa, and Davis, you know. So I'm happy that they included me in that bunch.
Oh, well, so deserving. I really cherished all the moments we would come to the sports office. You and I would talk on the weekends and watch games together. And it's really cool, man, because we had a lot of good talks back in those days on the weekends when just you and I kind of hanging out there.
Well, one thing, Joe, I remember, and, you know, Joe worked at Channel 2 as an intern. Then he worked as a satellite truck or a live truck operator and all that stuff. And one time – we came in West End, what's the restaurant, famous restaurant in West End. You were at it, and you told me, I'm going to get into sports one day, and I'm going to be in the media on sports. And when you suddenly were on doing media on sports, I was like, Joe did it. I mean, he said he was going to do it, and he did it. And my wife pointed it out to me. He told us, you know, that he was going to do this, and he did it,
Well, I got lucky. Working with you, Bob and Ann and everybody, and John Dwyer and everybody that was there that kind of helped you along the journey. So, I mean, that's like if you ask somebody, all right, David, start thanking the people that helped you, you'd be on for the next 5 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. One thing I do want to mention is that even though I'm retiring, we're continuing the fishing funtacular.
Good.
And seasonally, that goes to the end of October. So I'm going to be still doing that. It's a lot of work. I'm at least going to spend one day a week working on that. And then next year, if they want to do it again, I'll be glad to do it. The sponsors have been really good, you know, and wouldn't be surprised if they want to do it again next year. And if we're all still around, you know, I told them, hey, I'll be glad, told the salespeople, if he calls, I'll be glad to do it again next year. But anyway, this year, we're going to continue doing that right on through October, the end of October, if that's how far the sponsor goes, which he usually does. And I'm also going to still be very, very active on my Facebook page. I believe they're going to let me keep that, my Facebook page, and, of course, my Twitter and Instagram pages. I'm going to still be posting lots of weather on that.
Good.
Well, we will definitely be following. Davis, it's a pleasure to have you on. Best of luck in retirement, and we'll be watching tomorrow.
Well, thanks so much, Chase. I appreciate you and Joe so much for having me on, and you guys do a great job.
Thank you. We appreciate it. The great Davis Nolan joining us here on the program. News 2, his final weathercast will be tomorrow in the 6 o'clock and then a special afterwards at 6:30. Really cool, and I guess, I mean, you think about, we were talking about this, but you think about those that have been around forever. Is Bob kind of the last one?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, because Bob's been there since Davis is like early 80s.
Yeah.
That's going on there. So that's a really cool. Davis is a great guy. Another update real quick from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga from their Twitter page. Law enforcement is completing a search of the campus. No threat has been identified at this time. Remember, there's reports of an active shooter at UTC. This update just seconds ago. Law enforcement is completing a search of the campus. No threat has been identified at this time. Thank God.
Yes, that is great news, and we'll continue to update you on that situation at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. More coming here on Chasing Big Joe live at the Omni, 102.5 The Game.